nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net. But net. But net.
But net. Born ready.
Is we ready?
Born ready.
Yes.
What episode is this?
23.
Why are you shouting?
Oh my God!
For 20, of course. Bro.
But why? Why? Why are you shouting?
That's a triple.
You can someone take hold?
No. Why are you shouting? Did you have to shout? You're sounding like a kid in a candy store.
I support the antics, Malik.
It's as if this is the first 420 you've ever experienced in your life. Is this the first 420 that you've ever experienced?
Happy 420, bro.
Happy 420 to you too, man. Happy 420 to everybody, man.
Oh, no, you guys.
It's going to be too late, but yeah. Yo, belated, Maz. It's never too late.
Yeah, and also episode 23.
Bruh, it's been written in the stars.
Calm your nerves, man.
Damn, why are you raining on his parade?
No, he was just shouting. He was just screaming.
Who stole your cat, bro?
I was telling you a story about my son, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That kid will show me things.
So you're feeling some type of way because of a conversation?
No. I'm like, he just took my breath away today.
Do you know, let me tell you guys something. Okay. Oh, my name is Andy Young.
Austin.
6'4".
Yeah, and 6'4". So Austin is a dad, for those of you who do not know. And if there's anyone that I have ever seen talk about their kid the same way they would talk about a babe, it's Austin. Austin will post his son on Wednesday, hashtag WCW.
Nah,
hashtag
never,
on Monday, hashtag MCM.
Nah.
Everything.
Never.
Flashback FBF.
Jesus Christ.
I just love the weekend morning complaints when he's making...
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
That...
When demands are being made.
That nigga, he actually makes demands for cupcakes.
That what?
That little brother.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You can call him the N-word, the one that you were denying the other episode. You remember?
You can pull it up.
Anyway,
man, this is nothing but net, a basketball pod. And yeah, I like the band already. I like the energy. How you guys doing? How you been?
Ah, man, I've been good.
You've been good?
I have been so solid. Uh-huh. I'm actually grateful for life and for everything.
We'll take it. We'll take it. Honestly, I could use a bit of rest, but
yeah.
I have enough gas in the tank. Yeah, I'm okay for now. 6'4", Wagwan.
I'm easy.
Hey, Umekwa, the new favorite, Maze. He's a YouTube star.
Yeah,
not seen him?
He's a YouTuber.
6'4", walking temptation. Okay, sitting temptation.
Oh, you do kumbo unajua na Malik.
Hey, damn, street kid yako mazi, man. Do something,
Malik.
Do something to pick a scandal, bro.
Rumors.
But anyway, how are you, 6'4"?
I'm easy, bro. I'm easy. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm easy.
Anyway, yeah, Nadzua.
My mom listens to the podcast. Happy belated 58th to her.
My mama! Oh! I love you! I'm so grateful and blessed to have you.
Oh my God, happy belated, man. Mama Dennis.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know how to feel about this.
No, we'll still be
because
ourselves.
Because we are known as honest. Because it was a
choma.
So now hearing like someone's mom's listening to the pod and you take a piece on the mandem, you know. But anyway, shout out to your mom, mom. Yeah. Shout out to your mom.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where do you guys want us to begin today?
LaMelo Ball?
No.
Mm.
Steph Curry, man.
Oh, you mean that alien?
I know, as in constantly, after we do episodes, I'm like, next episode, we're not talking about Curry, we're not talking about Kyrie, we're not talking about KD. And then something like this happens.
Something like what?
The magnificence that is Steph Curry.
I know, right? Why are you guys looking at me like that?
No.
I'm waiting for you now to run with it.
Yeah,
no,
run.
No.
That was your cue to run with it.
That was the foreplay, bro.
Is that what we're doing? You were talking. I was just supporting you, bro.
Hey, I'm done. Yeah. I'm done. I was just I was just begging him up and yeah.
So to get to stargazing kimoja ama. Umesema tunanzi huko.
Sawa, sawa. If ako kwa star giving him to nsa.
Oh, hako kwa yako?
Ayuko kwa yangu.
Okay, asa,
nili pata option ingine. Njua hizi kwa sakuwa kwa yako.
Hey, Malik with the star gazers, man. Hey!
Okay, so I bumped into a couple of things. Damn, like the moment I opened the phone, it was 444. How cool is that? Like Jay-Z's album, okay.
One of the best albums.
Yeah, also, I'm starting to kind of believe in numerology. Kind of being the key word.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys something.
Yes.
Which NBA player do you play like? Now, I have seen Malik play. I haven't seen Austin play.
I play like Dennis Rodman.
Really?
Physical and dirty.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, the mood changed in the room. Ooh.
Did you see me bite my lips?
On the AC.
Did you see me bite my lips, Andy?
No, I'm glad I didn't see that. I'm glad there's a whole big mic in front of you, pause. what about you, Malik? Please don't tell me LeBron James.
Tim Duncan.
Okay, okay, because yes, you were taking those basics. Perimeter shots.
Yep.
Okay, okay, I'll take it. Who do you guys think I play like? Malik, you've seen me play.
The answer.
I'd say
AI?
A combination of Iverson and Hot Sauce.
Really? Hot Sauce?
Yes.
He plays like Hot Sauce.
He has that castrate.
Oh, damn, limb. I didn't even know.
Okay.
Yeah.
No Kyrie? Or Curry, rather? No.
Nah.
You haven't seen me play. Don't even say that.
Are you a clutch player?
Malik, come on. Malik, you know I'm clutch, bro. Malik, you know I'm clutch. Malik, you know, anytime you get that ball, pause.
No, that laughter was just, oh my
God. Okay, I talk of the Iverson and the, because of the finishing and the handling, and then the Hot Sauce because of the handling as well. I wouldn't say I've seen the clutchness. It was a pickup game. It was a very basic pickup game. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but a good thing, 6-4 was very mean on defense.
Wow.
All breakaway points. Man's like Andy. By the way, there's a video. There's a video. We can pull it up if you guys.
Oh. It's not that kind of video, guys. But yes, there's a video.
So you guys post it up on our YouTube channel.
We will.
So it's ours, right?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ours. It's ours, but it's complicated. It's very complicated, bro. Trust me.
Oh, so that's a conversation.
This is over
off
a year ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or it's a year ago almost.
In June it'll be a year.
In June it will be
June
a year.
Last year, yes.
Oh, okay. So
we need to do something like that.
Stargazing?
Oh, we step into stargazing right now. Obama.
Oh, it wasn't Steph Curry?
No, it wasn't Steph Curry.
Okay.
But so, okay, he deserves to be there. He deserves to be there.
You feel you play like Curry or Curry?
Oh, that's what you were asking. Oh, maybe, because I know the role I used to play back in campus, in the school team. Mm-hmm. And I was that guy. I was a three-pointer. I was a guy who would be... Oh, I was a shooting guard. So, I understand Curry is a point guard, but the shooting guard side to him, which crazy, you know.
Yes.
I'd love to believe that's what I'd emulated back when I was in school.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, and even right now, like, I don't think I'm terrible at three-pointers, bro. In fact, you know what? I'll go ahead and say I'm amazing at three-pointers.
Okay, bro.
I really am.
It's as simple as picking up a basketball and going to a court, right, Austin?
It's that simple.
We'll see.
It's not rocket science.
Very
that
soon. Debating, sour.
Very soon.
Yeah. We're not debating, bro.
So you've said Dennis Rodman.
Yes.
But that's just defense. That nigga didn't play no offense. So you have no offense.
No, I played as a point guard.
Okay.
So that was my defense. But when it came to the
offensive side,
I'd say more or less like the point guard, CP.
What?
CP3.
Okay.
I had the assists.
So
no look assists, everything.
So Brody, not CP3.
No, CP3.
No!
CP3! CP3!
Assists, bro.
Brody's not defensive.
No,
Brody's not defensive.
No.
Are you guys telling me that when it comes to assists,
yes.
That Brody is not in the conversation?
No.
I'm not saying he's not. He's not better.
No, he's not in the conversation.
I'm not saying he's better than CP3. I'm just saying with the definition that he has given, I don't agree with CP3. I agree with Brody for Austin.
As a comparison.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, for Austin. Because the point guard, he's not known at you for just the assist and that's a whole other monster right there, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I see myself playing. You say you're good at at 3 points.
Austin is if Dennis Rodman and Chris Paul had a baby.
Wow, that would be such a strange looking baby.
Malik,
short,
20, but damn,
full of piercings. What?
Oh my god. Anyway, something a bit more fun I saw. Things that the culture, when I talk about the culture, I mean the NBA culture, proposed or just threw to the people.
Yes.
That, hey, what if we brought this back? Ninja headbands.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you think they should come back?
They should.
Yeah. Okay. Nicknames on jerseys. Instead of LeBron James or instead of James, it's King James. Instead of Steph or Steph Curry, it's the Chef, something like that, or the Beard or Brody.
I would actually go
that,
for
there was that.
But that was for one of games. It wasn't like
so. Do you think Do you think that that can be a thing?
Yes.
Like
it should be a thing.
Can
actually,
rock their nicknames.
Like it's say
in confusing,
the,
bro.
No, like yeah, say in, probably in the playoffs,
bro. We have
like
kids
this.
Who are born in like the 2000s, the NBA.
That's their
we'll
problem.
See hashtags and at signs on jerseys. We don't want that.
No,
why not?
Why not?
We're not. If that's the expression. Then that's the expression.
No,
why
for
not?
The culture.
Okay, let's just keep the names.
Oh, guys, also we forgot to tell guys we're recording in the bunker again.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
so 23, top secret.
Bottom secret pause because bunker is anyway inside joke.
It's 420. It's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, so we're not gonna have the sixth man today.
Unfortunately,
you're going to just be content with the
but
hearing.
Shout out to Zach and Mel podcast that reached out. Mel apparently is a Kyrie fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so we'll have you on when we have the next sixth man.
Aye, dope. Okay, so what are we saying about nicknames?
I say no.
Okay,
you?
Yay. I'm for yay.
I'm sure. Definitely.
Yes.
This is
I'm
Andy.
For yay.
This is Andy.
Yes. Okay. I don't think I agreed with this one. Mm-hmm. Being able to wear gold chains.
Nah.
I don't think I agree with this one for
any ornaments for that matter. Somebody will just be able to tag you and
but wait, do they still do for like All-Star? Because I remember like the Slam Dunk competition, the iconic one Jordan won, he had a gold chain. I don't know if they're still
I think that's
for that.
I think they use
kind of thing
bringing it for props
like
or something.
All-Star or something,
yeah, just for All-Star
special. Yeah, okay. All right, so interesting updates in the NBA. The NBA could postpone games after the trial for George Floyd.
Yes.
And that could change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That could really change a lot. So the NBA has instructed teams to be very vigilant about the impact of a potential verdict this week, you know, with the ongoing trial for the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, including the possibility of game postponements. How are you feeling about this?
I think that's the right way to go about it.
Yeah.
Because... Mm-hmm. Black people have been disenfranchised for far too long, and it will only be a show of solidarity by the NBA to actually stand by everybody in Minneapolis, because it was such a heinous act to be for anyone to see.
True.
To die under the knee of the 5'4". Man, that was not something to look forward to.
True. All right, so we'll be keeping you guys updated as much as we can. Yeah.
Yeah, I also think that postponement is apt because either way the verdict goes, there'll be some sort of effect
unrest
to the whole black community, either positive or negative. So
true.
I think until we are past that, it's easy.
Okay, so now can we address the elephant in the room? KD's top 5.
That's not the elephant in the room.
It's not?
Okay, it is.
So let me tell you about this brother called Malik.
Yes.
So Malik just woke up one morning and decided it's violence today.
Yes.
So I had posted
every day is violence day, bro.
Basically, I'm a fanboy, man. I'm not disciplined. So I had posted up KD's top five players that he has played with. And then now my man was like, yo, what's up with this list? Like, Wagwan, so he started asking me, like, I'm the one who put up the list.
Read the list. Read the list.
So it's Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
James, Harden. That one confused a lot of people because he just said James. Steph, Clay, of course, Splash Brothers, and Serge Ibaka.
Who did you want in that list, Malik? Because yes, you see
Westbrook. Russell Westbrook. He played with the man for 8 fucking years.
So Malik, now, Malik starts arguing with me in the DM, and I'm like, hey, yo, bro, relax. Then he's like, why did you send this to me? I'm like, bro, I didn't send it to you. You reacted to my story. Get out of my DMs, bro. Get out of my DMs. I don't need violence. So you wanted Brody there?
Has to be. Top 5 teammates of all time. You played with the man for 8 years. You go to an NBA final.
Malik, I don't know if you understand the science of not ranking your opponent higher than you. And that, I think, to me, it's only fair for KD.
Malik is looking at you like, what?
He's even shaking. He's even palpitating right now. He's like,
because Steph Curry is in that list. Serge Ibaka is in that list.
Priceless. We should be coming to this bunker more often. I like the violence.
No. Andy, he says opponents. Ibaka is in that list. But Curry is in that list.
But Brody's.
Aren't those opponents?
The moral of the story at the end of the day is men are trash. A man will date you.
No.
Hear me out. A man will take you out for the longest time ever, date you, even marry you. And then out of nowhere comes these babes. Not babe, babes. Who apparently are better than you. And the man them is not even ranking you. He's ranking them.
And he's preaching.
My nigga, men are trash.
No, listen. Men are not trash. Kevin Durant is trash. Actually, Kevin's a trash. Shout out to Kevin in Afghanistan. Kevin's a trash.
Wool up, nigga. Wool up. Just wool up.
What's the problem, man?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, but not all men are trash.
Okay.
That came from the heart. Aptly specific.
So now that Brody is not there, now what do you want us to do? Protest?
No, I'm just expressing my views.
To be banners
streets. No, I'm just expressing my views. As in, honestly, May thought Brody should be there.
That will tell you something about Brody. Maybe Brody isn't as good as we think he is.
Toxic.
The numbers, bro.
I don't care.
He averaged how many? He had 15 triple doubles in 20 games. First ever NBA player to do that. Just this past few weeks.
To do what?
First NBA player to have 15 triple doubles in 20 games.
Sour. That's good. Tell me about the accolades of KD's top 5. Tell me about all the accolades.
Okay. Ibaka go to the...
Exactly, bro. They all have accolades. That's the point. They all have accolades. But according to KD, he's played with all the mandem. And okay, he feels...
Listen. Okay.
Let me finish, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. At the end of the day, KD was expressing that the guys I have played with, these are my top 5.
Okay.
I have enjoyed playing the sport with these ones. These ones are not human beings. These ones are special.
Serge Ibaka?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you have to take it, bro, with that pinch of salt. Take it.
Pause.
Yeah.
No, me, honestly, because you're talking of accolades. Okay, Brody doesn't have a ring, yes. Ibaka does have. But Brody has an MVP. What would you rather have? Would you rather have one MVP and 2 scoring titles?
You don't get it, Malik. You're such a numbers guy.
I was trying
to explain to you that they all have accolades. All of them.
And Brody doesn't.
Exactly, he does. But what sets Brody apart from the rest? Why is Brody not there?
KD's saltiness.
I deconcile you, man.
Says who?
Everyone.
Because you know Aguan, you know what was going on.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm not buying that thing. But
maybe Brody's a trash player, bro. If he wasn't there, maybe he's...
No, trash
MVP?
Is trash isn't an adjective that you can use, a verb that you
I
can use.
I take it back.
Yes.
I apologize.
Yes.
Let me say this instead. Maybe Brody isn't as good of a player as we thought he is. Because I'm sure Malik is not the only one who was surprised that Brody wasn't there. I was also like, okay. Everybody would want to see KD play against Brody right now because of the history that they have.
Yep.
And but yet he wasn't in the top five.
Chapter.
But you have to take it with a pinch of salt, Malik. Kubali, ni opinion yake.
Oh, well.
Mm.
I think that's the reason as to why he's injured right now and Brody's playing.
Hey.
Where? That is dark now.
I didn't see the switch. Only for 20 months. Anyway, what else do you guys want to talk about?
So you want to talk about your stargazing.
Oh, to look at Ninja stargazing.
Mm.
Do you know why I'm putting Obama?
The lefty.
Yeah.
Because
He called Charles Barkley out straight up. He told him he's fat. Who can do that? It's Charles Barkley, bro. But then
anyway,
again, it's Obama.
It's Obama, yeah.
that's gangster, yeah. Bro. That's gangster. So me, I'm like, damn, when I grow up.
Huh? Social media or...
Yeah, there was a whole conversation going on, and he made that remark.
Was it on a light moment or?
Yes, of course it was on a light moment.
Okay,
so that's why I have him up on stargazing. Yeah, okay. Not too serious, guys. Yeah, what about y'all?
I have my man Joel Embiid on my stargazing because he actually put up a project for housing project in Philadelphia, and the NBA recognized him for that. And to me, going beyond the court to just help people in these times of COVID, and especially in Philly, where the black community are usually having problems when it comes to housing, being segregated and being pushed to the projects, it's something that seeing somebody like Serge Ibaka Joel Embiid go out of his way to actually make sure that these guys have a roof over their head, have food on their table. That's something to be admired about. So my man's Embiid is my stargazer.
I like that.
Eh, nashukuru tukua tatu kwa hii podcast. Tuna soma articles different za inje. But nifiti kama sikuwa ni mwona story kayo.
Walai, hata misikuwa ni meiteki, sikuwa ni meipi.
Unfortunately, mine is strictly on court.
Uh-huh.
It's Nikola Jokic. He's currently my number one contender for MVP. I don't know when you'll have that conversation.
You changed your handle again.
Sorry?
You changed your Twitter handle again.
James of Thrones.
I like the wordplay though. Yeah, I like the wordplay.
Shukran, bro.
Yeah. James of Thrones, I mean, come on.
Austin is Kubali.
Come on, Austin. That's pretty
Let's
decent.
Let's just move on.
That's pretty decent.
It was
decent.
On the court. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Nikola Jokic, he has the highest efficiency rating in the NBA of 36.6. So that's basically he's putting up the best numbers. The efficiency rating is your offensive play plus your minus your defensive play. So basically it's a formula. I'll run you through it real quick. It's your points plus rebounds plus assists plus steals plus blocks minus field goals minus missed free throws minus turnovers. And then you divide this by the number of games played. So if you do this, you find like who's best overall.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is Nikola Jokic. And like this morning versus the Grizzlies, they were down 12 points with 4 minutes with 4 minutes left. He scored or assisted 11 points in the final 3 minutes. They went to double overtime and they won the game. He had 14 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. And ever since they lost Jamal Murray, he's held the team together and they are 3-0 since then.
Okay.
So yeah, I think he's MVP contender for me and stargazing for this week.
Let's talk a bit about the VIP MVP MVP conversation. Yeah.
Yes.
I think admin put it up on IG about the duration or on Twitter. Was it on Twitter? I don't know where I caught this, but
Shotcaller.
Oh, it was on Shotcaller, yes? It was on Shotcaller.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, yes. I think I saw someone respond to that on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we feel about that. Like, how long do you have to be playing for you to be in the conversation? Because, for example, if, God forbid, someone like Steph Curry gets a serious injury right now,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't play for the rest of the season,
yeah,
and Bron is back killing the game, AD is back killing the game, we need to talk about AD, by the way. At the end of the season, when we're talking about who are we giving the MVP award, are we still going to consider Steph Curry, even though he missed out the rest of the season? We've seen amazing plays from these other contenders.
That's how it's supposed to be. But when you look at the NBA, they usually just factor in the pinnacle moment of the season, which is probably the playoffs. And you find that, say, a player like Klay Thompson performs way better, comes back and performs way better than Steph during the playoff season. He's going to be considered for the MVP conversation, as opposed to Klay to Steph,
mm-hmm.
who was injured, but had a phenomenal time during the regular season.
True.
But then here comes a case. It's all mishmash. So we need it needs to be rationalized, and it needs to be like, yo, this is from the beginning of the season to the end.
But you know, the MVP, they do not consider the playoffs. It's just the regular season.
Oh, they don't?
They do not.
Oh, okay.
That is why there's the finals MVP. That's the best performing player who went on.
That's even a wider conversation now.
Yeah, so the MVP is just for the regular season.
That's very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Then if it's for the regular season, there's like super contenders.
That's why, even if you look like last year, Giannis won the MVP. But Bron went and won the finals MVP.
Finals, or the
if
finals
looking at overall,
MVP because of the
Bron
finals,
would have bagged both, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's only up until the regular season games are over, then they see who. But about Rookie of the Year, there's some news coming in that LaMelo Ball may be back in 7 to 10 days.
Yeah. Wait.
Basketball activities.
Let's talk about Hornets then. Let me even look currently. Where are the Hornets positioned?
I think they are 10th. They're about 10th.
They are 8th.
They're 8th.
8th in the East, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a healthy roster.
Mm-hmm.
Hornets are going to be the team to beat in the East. With a healthy roster. They're going to be the team to beat in the East. Yes, you've already seen what the rest are capable of. Hatukatai. But with a healthy squad, this team is going to be the one to beat in the East. And allow me to change my wild card in the East.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going with before? I had wild card.
Check. It was the Orlando Magic. Yes.
I'm going with Hornets. I'm changing to Hornets.
So you want them to suffer the same fate that you made the Magic suffer. Magic has like a last Zuko, you've dumped them.
It's called the Andes Andes Jinx.
This conversation is not going where I wanted there.
Men are trash. Poor Hornets.
Oh, anyway, something else I saw that caught my attention. Someone said that the Lakers winning another chip
mm-hmm.
is dependent on AD. Discuss. Silence in the room. I like it. I disagree.
I don't know whether to agree or disagree. It doesn't depend on him alone. That's the thing.
It's like
where do we put Schroeder in this conversation then?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait. Speaking of Schroeder, there's an older competition. There's an older episode. Andy, you asked who's the third most valuable player
in the Lakers.
Yes. I said Schroeder. You insisted on Caruso. Have you changed your mind now?
Yes, I have.
Good boy.
I have.
He said good boy.
Listen to the malignness.
I'm not a boy. He knows I'm not a
boy. Listen to the malignness.
Oh my God. He's such a diva. You see now why?
No, I'm gauging that one.
He's such a diva.
It could be seriously funny or
no.
Funny.
Don't entertain it. Don't entertain it.
I have to entertain the antics, bro.
It's a dad joke.
I have
don't
to entertain
go for
the
it.
Antics,
it's,
bro.
It's a dad joke.
But you're a dad.
A lousy dad joke.
The Malikness. I don't know. I'll sleep on that one, Malik. I'll sleep on that one. I'll come back with feedback in the next episode.
Okay.
Sawa, Malikness.
Eta neke kwa notes, episode 24. Feedback.
Yeah, Malikness. He's Malikness. But yo, Dennis Schroeder. Mm-hmm. Why is he not in the conversation?
Yes.
So what? you think that Lakers bagging a chip
is dependent on a healthy AD and Schroeder.
No Bron in the equation.
No.
So
we gave Bron one season. And this me when we what episode was that?
I remember the other episodes when,
and I gave him like only one season. Uh-huh. But going forward after that season, I'm pegging it on the two players. AD,
let's talk about this one.
Currently right now.
Let's talk
right
about
now.
This season right now.
Can the Lakers bag the chip?
Anything could happen after this season.
AD and Schroeder without Bron?
Yes, they can.
I say no. I'm a Laker,
if they don't have that Bron element, itakuwa ngumu.
Bro, there's...
It's going to be hard.
Yes.
Have you seen the way Schroeder seamlessly gels that team?
Can we go to Throdward since you're talking about Schroeder and the Lakers?
Mm. Nah,
I
don't need no
fraud. I have the Lakers, this bench players on Throdward.
The Lakers, okay.
Yes, the role players, the guys who've been playing since AD is out.
Okay.
And all these main guys out. So we have the second worst turnovers in the league. That's 15 turnovers per game. And we are 23rd in points per game. Even our scoring has gone lower. So yeah, these guys, they're not really holding their weight. They win one game. Sorry, like we beat the Suns over the weekend. This morning they lose to the Suns, as in it's...
And
no, sorry, not no, the Suns, the Jazz, sorry.
And you see, now that's
one
my
in the West.
That's my justification to having Schroeder in that team to bagging a chip. Because... He knows how to coordinate the offensive aspect of the team and the defensive side of the team.
I don't disagree. I just say they need all three of them. They need a healthy Bron, a healthy AD, and Schroeder.
But Bron is getting older.
But still, before he got injured, bro, he was MVP level stats. No, it's been like 2 months, Austin. Don't act like
I know. I know that fact. I appreciate that fact. I'm cognizant of that fact.
Uh-huh. But
the only concern that I have for your team is that you're heavily dependent on Bron, and there's no succession management to that particular point. Of human capital in him.
Hey, bro.
He's the dad in the pod, bro. I expect him.
What now?
So, yeah, you guys are heavily dependent on Bron.
Okay.
So, for you to actually move away from Bron, you need to groom Schroeder and make sure that AD remains healthy.
Okay.
And just probably add somebody like Tuseme Wu, Zion Williamson to the fray.
Interesting. So, Lakers supporting cast, Froadwatch. Who you got?
Me on Froadwatch.
Mm. Who do you have?
On
Froadwatch.
Mishtuka nimemweka Froadwatch. That's no buyer, bro.
Yeah. Ngeshangaa.
Kwa nini unaogopa? Naweza mtafutia sababu sahi na nimpige Froadwatch.
Before the end of the episode.
Anyway, I have Milwaukee Bucks on Froadwatch.
Why?
They've lost four straight games at home.
At home?
Yes. Like,
you know they want to talk about this.
Like today in the morning.
Uh-huh.
They were leading my team on the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
And then we took them to OT.
Mm.
Ended up winning the game.
By half a basket.
By half a basket.
I know we've already danced a gazing. his team would have been on Stargazer.
I love where I get from watch, but
I didn't, I didn't have my team.
That's what I'm saying.
I really don't understand how the Bucks are not good on the defensive side.
And you on don't paper, understand how the Bucks are not good on
yes,
the defensive
on,
side.
Because on paper they're supposed to be good.
Mm.
On paper they're supposed to be good. Like,
but top, maybe it was just okay. But okay, four games.
Four games, that's worrying.
Okay.
At home.
I see why.
Yes.
Does that change how you view the East? And how you're ranking the teams in the East?
Let's face it. The East is just the championship in of Premier League anyway. You don't see any meaningful basketball going on there.
Wow.
There's no meaningful basketball going on at the East.
Okay.
I'm actually calling it.
I love Unesatetea Bucks. Bucks are apparently the leading team in points per game in the NBA currently.
But at home.
With a losing streak.
With a losing streak.
That's interesting, the juxtaposition.
Yeah.
I love it. That's your thing, Austin, though. No? Yeah, that's your thing.
I'll take it.
Yeah, and they're number two in shooting three in their 3-point percentage.
Damn. Anyway, I'm putting up 76ers on Frodoch for the same reasons that, but for us it was the last game that we played against them.
Ah, okay.
Which phenomenal game. We also Steph Curry switched to God mode, and that man is not human anymore.
Okay.
But being the number one team in the East, I really wasn't sure about the results of this game. I won't even lie.
Okay.
I wasn't sure about the results of this game because we have seen how 76ers are performing in the East. Joel Embiid is a beast. He's just tearing things apart left, right, and center. But then I'm proud because we came out the better team today, you know. And this proves to me that with the squad that we currently have, if we're serious, like if, bro, have you seen the rookie mistakes we make in games?
Yep.
But your team
have
is
have you seen the rookie with, mistakes with, we make in yeah, games?
With inexperienced players.
Exactly. You know.
So just cut yourself some crap.
Exactly. And I love seeing them take those lessons. And yes. Steph Curry and Kina Draymond, they're not giving the rookies an easy time. No. Yo. There's a lot at stake right here. That tough love, it's paying off, bro.
Yes.
It's really paying off.
Oh, wow.
Now, to the detriment of who?
Look who came around.
To the detriment of now 76ers.
He agreed last week.
It was you who... Fraud.
So that's me with Fraud Watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking of this Steph Curry talk, are you guys considering him for MVP? Because just
is my MVP.
Think of the word most valuable player.
1,000.
Who's the most valuable player to their franchise right now in the NBA? It's Steph. The man, as in...
Steph?
Yeah, yes. He works in the numbers.
Yeah.
Steph.
Yeah.
So,
but
we are agreeing that he's MVP?
MVP conversation.
Yes. Top three.
Top three?
Yes.
Top three, yes.
Top three.
Okay.
Yeah.
With when who?
Jokic and Embiid. For me.
Dame time.
Baba DJ.
Dame time, no dame time.
But dame time, you're top five.
Top five.
I have number one, Embiid. Number two, Dame time. Number three, Steph.
No Joker?
Nothing.
Wow.
I mean, you're a Joker, you're Embiid. And of course, Curry. But Curry number one for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yes, there's... some news out of Brooklyn. This was last week, late last week. Marcus Aldridge, he retired.
Oh yeah, he retired. Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, he needs to look after himself, Mazi.
Yes, he had the issues with his heart palpitations.
Yeah.
So he was in the league for 15 years, drafted to the Blazers for 9 years, Spurs for 6 years. And Mr. Dame was saying his jersey should be retired.
True.
Because he's the third leading scorer in Blazers history.
I agree.
Agree?
And that's very charismatic coming from them.
From them, yeah.
Now, what did I want to ask? Yes.
Are we still on LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yes, on LaMarcus Aldridge.
Uh-huh.
This guy has a glowing recommendation.
Yes.
Nothing bad to be said about the man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's an okay thing.
No, it's a good, it's a very good thing. Why would I want to find speck?
Ask Malik
in the cloth of
ask Malik.
Ask Malik.
Yeah. You love scandals and violence, yeah?
Andy's antics. Remember Andy's antics.
No. I'm actually happy that he doesn't have anything under his sleeves that tarnishes legacy. Tarnishes his legacy. Malik?
About?
I was thinking about this, Mazi.
And why are you wearing your shades indoors, Andy?
Why not? Are they yours? Are my eyes yours? Are you seeing for me? Are you seeing for me? Am I seeing for you?
Okay, proceed.
And you fell for it. Hook, line, and sink.
Anyway, where was I even? LaMarcus Aldridge, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yo, Mazi, yeah, it's a good thing to have such a reputation out there.
Mm.
Like, glowing, Mazi. Unateki never did anything, you know, but memory power. How much power are we giving memory power? Who's gonna remember LaMarcus? Yeah, Aldridge.
Who's Trail Blazers fans?
Who's gonna remember him? Like, damn, you remember when this happened? You remember when he did this? I don't know if you guys see where I'm coming from.
Okay.
No,
it's fine.
No, okay,
I don't think anyone is really going to remember this guy.
Whoa.
That's what I think.
Okay, maybe he won't be those. It'll be for those who know. Like, the 9 years he was in Portland, I'm sure Portland fans appreciate the hell out of him. So it'll be for those players of, if you know, you know.
If it was Brody, guys would be like, we have a lot to talk about Brody. Because, yeah, he's going to be made a legend in that sense.
Yeah.
Like, let's christen him like this, Mazi. This guy had everything to him, the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are going to remember Brody. Trust me.
Definitely.
Aldridge?
Wait, what are you shooting on the man's leg?
I'm not.
No,
I'm playing devil's advocate.
He probably wanted the man to be like to strippers and all in his closet or something like that.
No, I'm just asking, is it just okay to live life and
You should.
Yes. So, as we're ending up on LaMarcus, this guy was drafted in 2006. He was the number 2 draft. And his draft class was interesting. Number 21 was Rondo.
Eish.
Number 24 was Kyle Lowry. Yes.
That's a very disturbed class. Ebu anza tena?
Number 2, LaMarcus Aldridge was number 2.
Wait, then, number 21 ilikuwa?
Rondo.
See, yeah. Rondo is that guy who's everywhere. Eh?
And then 24, Kyle Lowry.
We also how, you know, he, you know, when you say fatten the calf. Uh-huh. You saw the fattening happening. That's an interesting class, eh?
Yeah. As in, those are the notable names.
Okay.
Those are the notable names, yeah.
Anyway, I'm just taking a piece, guys. Yes. You know, we do these things for fun.
Yes. Speaking of rookies, 2009 class, there was the worst top 3 pick of all time, Hashim Thabit, the Tanzanian. Apparently, the guys wants to come back to the NBA.
As who?
He won, listen.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He won MVP honors while playing in Taiwan. He averaged 18 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks.
So after playing in the pigs, Pigsties league,
Ebu,
he wants to come back to the big leagues, eh?
Wait, Ebu, read those numbers again. After how long?
18 points, 14 rebounds, 3 blocks, 7-3 center. His agent claims he can come be a bench player for one of the big franchises.
Yo, bro. Okay, Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, like I said, he was playing in the pigsty leagues, so he wants to come back in the NBA. He's not going to make it anyway.
Okay.
I salute his winning mentality, bro. This man is not giving up. But I saw his draft class, and I know why. Number 1 was Blake Griffin. He was 2nd. Number 3 was Harden.
Ish.
Number 7 was Steph Curry.
Aye.
Number 9 was DeMar DeRozan. So, like, the top guys in your class are...
They're good.
Yeah. Guys have multiple championships. You barely got playing time.
Yo, you know what I see here? This is that part in a movie where you lost everything. everyone stopped believing in you.
And moved to
but you
Taiwan.
Went to MIA. You went to met some monks.
In Taiwan.
In Taiwan.
Became a... okay, we're not going to
you
take
know, umepitia cleansing, umefanya training. You've probably been punching trees, bro, and kicking trees and fighting.
Walking on coal.
No, I used to watch those Van Damme movies and I'm like, damn.
He's now a Shaolin probably.
Hey, bro.
With that...
7'3". Imagine how you're 7'3". Bro, sign me
wearing,
up, Maze.
Wearing
sign
a,
me up.
Wearing an orange jumpsuit looking like...
Oh my goodness. Yo, this guy's coming. Yo, he's going to be bad news. Me, I'm here for it.
If he gets a team, that is.
He's going to get a team.
He has to start from the bottom.
Okay, Drake. No? Okay.
No.
But I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Yeah,
it's an exciting move.
I saw that story. I was like, yeah, this is...
I also love a good underdog story.
Yeah.
Like, imagine him say he make it and then no one believed in him.
And then he gets a chip.
In your faces.
Malik Mojawa.
Would you give him a shot at Lakers?
I haven't seen him play yet. I don't know what he's been doing in Taiwan. I don't know what the Taiwanese
asked your question, a direct question, yes or no?
Depends on how he's playing, bro. I can't say yes or no.
Ask me.
Would you give him a shot?
Yes.
No. Okay, your team.
Wow, Andy. It's been too clean, Maze. We've tried so hard. This adulting is hard, bro.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yes.
Hey, Malik Bana. Uh-huh.
With the notes. Uh-huh. Mr. Dwayne Wade.
Mm-hmm.
He purchased a minority ownership stake in the Utah Jazz.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah.
Good for him, Maze.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
You're like, I love the transition from former player to now proper business. Mm-hmm. But someone asked me this because I posted that on my IG.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone asked me, do you think that this has to do with a bit of influence from the wife, Gabriel Union?
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? I wouldn't put it past her. Yes. Or past yeah, them,
bro,
because she's a strong, powerful woman, yes. Bro. And so is Wade, a strong, powerful man. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you have two, you know, mbuzi mbili pamoja,
yeah,
great babies,
yeah, and a good woman is
and actually, exactly. And I even wanted to throw Mark, in,
wait.
I even wanted
okay. Wait, the clarity that came with is the clarity of nigga, I've been through this. I know what I'm talking about, like right now. I'm experiencing bliss. I'm experiencing pure. Hey, is there something you want to tell us?
No.
Wait, are you off the streets?
He is off the streets.
Wait.
He is off the streets.
Now we are boarding. 45 minutes now. Now the podcast can start.
He's off the. Did you see his smile?
We were talking
did
about
you see his
business.
Smile?
One more clap.
No.
This is our business now. Are you off the streets?
You are our business.
Enemy Monica Leo. Are you off the streets?
I'm a smile, Joe.
I'm smashing middle fingers in studio.
I'm a Bambi Kambaya.
You know, you'll be arrested for that.
It's like he was just waiting for that moment. Are you off the streets?
Hey, Malik, are you off the streets?
Hey, smiling.
I was never in the streets.
Who's the lucky girl? You're a good man.
You're never in the streets.
No, you're
never in the streets.
Where were you?
You're in the car.
Perambulating.
Where? Where? By the roadside.
You're deep in. You're deep in.
Aparunda.
Aparunda.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in the groves, not the streets. The
you
groves.
Belong to the world, eh? Like us.
Oh, yeah, you belong to the world. You're a member of this world. Hey, shout out to the honeys. YouTube, bro. It's YouTube.
Yeah.
Best thing that happened to Malik.
Oh, so you've also been getting that from the Mics Are Open.
You know Malik. Oh my God.
No, you also get that. The shea butter thing, the skincare routine. Oh my God, you guys are having it easy.
Bro,
man.
You can't.
You guys are having it easy. Do you know,
against Malik? Mbona so many geukia?
No, you guys are the ones who are in front of the cameras.
Wait,
always.
Wait, Malik, tuliko tobonga juu ya nani? Umsiata ameharibu maze. Dwayne Wade.
So yeah, I was going to bring in
Savannah, a good woman.
Savannah James. Yes,
the value of it. It's a story. Mina de kuske story a good woman, maze.
You know Savannah James up on a Gabriel.
Oh, Proverbs 31.
Savannah James. Savannah James has actually, yendo alikuwa even the inspiration behind the I Promise School.
Nice.
For LeBron James. Because when he was being interviewed, he said the wife went through a really nasty experience when she was growing up in school. And that was the driving factor for him to want a better education system for every other child who doesn't get that opportunity for higher education and quality education at that. So yeah, having a good woman behind you, it's really a good thing. So Malik, yeah. Anyway.
I know you're thinking it, Malik.
I'm happy for you. Say, I am happy for you. I see the glow. The melanin is back. You're shedding off the excess weight that you had.
Guy,
the
what?
Denseness.
What?
The denseness.
What? The denseness.
My Lord.
Hey, for 20 million. Oh. Mambo leo, bro. The denseness.
Shout out to all the people with women in their lives. Good women. Come. Yeah. Jude.
In, yeah, the back in front of them, beside them.
Akina Talib.
Cliff.
Cliff. Yeah, shout out to Cliff. Yeah.
Na nyinyi, women's wako wapi?
Malik's ya kona
kwa DMs.
No, Malik's, I'm a set president, a good precedence for us. So,
where women's wako wapi?
I'm saying, me, I'm just like this.
Like how?
I'm, the way you see me.
Eh.
Yeah.
So wako wapi?
I don't have
juu yako mimi nakucheki. Si wacheki ndo maana nawaulizia.
Mbona?
Take him sat yana mkati anataka oh eh form ni gani?
Kabla tumalize.
Yeah.
Niko na kitu moja lazima tu tuongee. So ni episode 23. Na join discussion yetu Aisha.
Okay.
Greatest of all time. 20 as in juju tu as in cause listen there's something was
sema LeBron utosheke tuende. Ini leo mtu yeye anataka kudozu na mwambia kojoa uende ulale. Malik kojoa ulale.
Listen. You see that nataka kuuliza swali niuliza bila streak cause what I was saying there's various categories you look at. I saw something like there's knack for winning and match competitive spirit. So like players are gauged 1 to 10 at a dominance, clutch factor, defensive presence and so on. So the question is, your GOAT is Austin, yours is Jordan, right?
Yes.
Yours is Kobe, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that anyone can do to ever make you change your mind, Austin?
Yeah, score more than 82 points in one game.
That's all?
No, of course not. It's a lot, yeah.
What else?
No, bro, the things that you've mentioned, it's a culmination of all of that, plus so much more. It's how you play the game. It's how you play with the people around, the impact you have in the game, in the culture.
So is there a possibility of you ever changing your...
Bro, yes, yeah, I'm waiting for Curry to, you know, keep going up. He's my second GOAT.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a kid. Shout out to a producer.
No. I don't...
He can't...
Wait, does that mean that our producer is a small GOAT? Because his name is Kid.
No, double D.
No.
With a double D.
he has them double Ds, eh?
No, this went south.
No, you guys even, say double Ds.
I can't even make jokes with you.
You
niggas,
guys say double Ds. So I... might as well.
K-I-D-D.
Isn't that double D? Double Ds.
Anyway, sorry, you were saying...
No,
he can't change his mind.
No, I can't.
You can't change your mind.
No.
Yeah, so
what about you?
What about you?
I can't. Basically, what I was saying.
Una stick na nani tena, just to confirm. Me.
Brown Raymond James. Because listen,
what's his social security number?
I figure this thing it's beyond the court. It's also very emotive.
Yes.
Nigga, you figured?
No, as in, no,
too late to the party.
Why do you think we left you alone? Sorry, I'm just taking the piece.
I am done. You remember the 23, useless.
Yeah, that's why we are born the 24. It's Kobe Bryant, boy. It's Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow. I love the numerology here. 23.
On MJ. 24.
It's hitting him now.
No. I didn't say that.
How many minutes
I didn't say that. I didn't say
51
that.
51 and 54
I
seconds.
I didn't say that. You are the one who's late to the party.
Why are you complaining, guys? Sometimes it's good, Mazi.
To be late to the party?
Yeah.
But Malik, you must be feeling nice during this cold weather, eh?
So, guys, shout out to some guys.
Why? No. Why is Austin telling you this? Like, he's the one filling up on you during this cold weather. Like, niana kupatiyo your joto. Like, do you know how lucky you are? People are asking. They are begging for this. But I'm giving it to you. I'm not giving it to them.
No, Andy. No.
No. Hata nimekata. Hata nimekata. Hey, umei force.
I'm sorry. I'm
so,
sorry.
As we wind up.
I digress.
Because naona ni ufala mnazakuwa na wengi. Bro, by the guys, this is why you do the shot caller alone.
Nilikuwa
najua cheki. I had to this foolishness to give you basketball news.
Achansi kudanganya. Nilikuwa nafikiri pod itakuwa 25 minutes leo.
We always thought.
Nasijamaliza, tuendele.
Aye.
Yeah, sorry. As we wind up, shout outs. Nigel always listening. Bryson Kibbe as well. Billy from last week's Six Man.
Sandra Omari, by the way. Shout out to her.
Shout out to Ali, who listens in from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Loves the podcast and loves the pauses that you usually give. I don't understand why.
Who is you?
You, Andy. And,
or me. Or
you is
say
your...
the name, nigga. Say the name.
Yes. Shout out to Hernandez Courier. She told us about the Melo Ball coming back in 7 to 10 days story. She's in Limuru. And also, we have a new listener on SoundCloud. She's called K. She agreed with Andy in last week's episode. Yeah, about Kyrie. Yeah, and Boy Biggs in Afghanistan. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for watching the short call and sharing it out there.
Bless Mazen. Shout out to our admin. Admin anafanya overtime.
Hey,
anafa kulipo.
Admin pia inakalipata DM, sindio?
Tuta set up pay bill namba ya kusotu admin.
Unatikiaje?
Hatuna fans bado.
Ni nini lim give away?
Ame kwa ki work overtime mbaya sana.
He's a man godly hours.
Take na DM dona fako ya fai kwa na time ya
job. No, as in unapata inspiration.
Ame pata good woman.
Yeah.
Hey, tunafaa kuita ipod good woman.
Episode 23. No.
It's the MJ pod. It's the MJ episode.
We have only mentioned MJ mara tatu pekee, bro. Tume record 54 minutes. 54 minutes. We mentioned Guduma like 20 times.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Do you know what?
What?
This is that fraud watch moment for me.
What?
Who fraud killer episode?
No, as in. whose man's is this, bro?
Andy, you keep preparing notes. Then I'm just gazing fraud watch like Austin.
Yo, guys, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Maze, hit our socials, nothingbutnetke. That's the same email. If you've got any business proposals, send you.
Yes, nothingbutnetke@gmail.com. We have content on YouTube, the short caller, two episodes in.
Yes.
More content coming out this coming weekend. So, yeah, like, subscribe, share, spread the word out there.
And once again, shout out to our little goat.
Kid. The producer.
With the double D.
Yeah, and shout out to Ace for the hookup with the banker.
Oh, with the banker. Hey, Ish. Boogie.
Episode 23, look at it may happen.
Maze, yeah. Oh, until next time, take care, have fun, bless, social distancing, do all the good stuff, you know, mask up. Yes?
Yes.
No, you are saying something?
Oh, I thought we were saying our names.
Oh, I have.
Why would we want to say our names? You wanna join sini akina nani?
I have been Andy.
Oh, I want to. Jina unataka kuambia na jina yako? Aya, wambie basi jina yako. Tell them your name, Dennis.
Say my name.
Tell them your name, Dennis.
When no one is around you are say baby, I love you.
You're ending up the podcast.
Yes. Sindio sasi uliku nataka kuteme majina. So I've said my name, Andy Young.
Say your name, Dennis.
Dennis.
Okay. Austin.
So anticlimactic. Why did you do that?
Austin.
Why did you do that?
Andy, I told you this pod would be better with two people.
Oh my
you're
God.
Not, you're not listening.
Yo, guys, adios. Until next time, take care.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm going to echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater. Bryant fires away. It's good! 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net.